This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hi there. Welcome to Bias Chinese. This is purely, deeply, truly personal. I'm a Mananian Chinese mainlander, and I've spent the first 30 years of my life in China, which means I've been through the reform and opening up, the earthquake in 2008, the build-up of the Great Firewall, and lastly, the COVID-19. In this podcast, I just want to give a common individual Chinese perspective on the things happening. Because I'm sick of propaganda, and I simply don't want to be represented by anyone else without my consent. Like millions of the commoners in China, here's what I think. It takes me a while to realize that I hate my cousin, but it takes me years to say this out loud to my friends and eventually to confess it to my parents. When I use the word hate, I mean I don't wish anything best to this person. It may sound mental, but it's kind of feeling that if her life's successful, it will prove my life's wrong. Perhaps this is my most deeply rooted bias. But now I summon up courage to recognize this fact that I don't like her. I'm sharing my story because I want you to have a glimpse on what's real Chinese family like. As Tolstoy said, happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. My unhappy family represents one type of Chinese characteristic unhappiness, the ideological conflict. I always think in my mind that I wouldn't dislike her that much if she hadn't worked for the Chinese Communist Party. I would be more tolerant to her if she hadn't believed and defended the propaganda made up by that totalitarian regime. In normal life, she would just be a boring person in my eyes, not my type, that's all. She doesn't worth my attention at all. But due to the fact that we are family, my father and her mother forced us to be look like close sisters. She took it for granted to meddle in my life since I never speak up for myself in that depressive Chinese feudalistic family culture. I was abused by the kind of violence in the name of for your own good since the moment I didn't even have a memory. When you're dragged into a war, you're not prepared. You're the underdog at the start. If you never realize it's a war, you need to fight for your life. You're already devoured. For your own good. Repeat this phrase to your Chinese friend. They'll explain to you why. It took me almost 10 years to get out of this shit. So it's too traumatizing to recall, and I save my words on this signed point. My real point is as follows. To understand Chinese family ideological conflict, I have to give you a crash course on Chinese working system. When I say someone works for the Chinese Communist Party, I mean, he's either working for the public institution or state-owned enterprise. Public institution means jurisdiction, administration, execution, plus army. State-owned enterprise is literally how the name tells. One thing different from your understanding of SOE in China is that one major task for the state company is political work. An employee in state enterprise could all of a sudden be sent to work for public institution. They use a jargon borrow, like I was borrowed from this unit to that unit because as a whole it's communist system. That's why you could see CEO of one enterprise overnight become a minister. That can happen in China. If you read the book Red Roulette by Desmond Shen, published in 2021, you'll know how this system functions at the highest level. So my cousin works in one district level SOE. Her mother works in the same district level public institution. Her father works in national level SOE. That's in my eyes a family 100% work for Chinese Communist Party. There are some features that you can tell them apart from common Chinese. First, they use Huawei. Yeah, that brand. Second, they call Xi Jinping Xi Dada. Third, they watch CCTV every day. Fourth, they check Xueqi Changguo application as a daily basis because they have quota on it. Episode 16 if you want to get more info. Fifth, oftentimes they prefer to speak dialect than Mandarin. Sixth, they're basically xenophobe, a chauvinist inside. Seventh, they believe foreign force theory. This theory is quite interesting. It actually tells how you're going to be categorized by this group of Chinese communist workers. I think it's originated from the Chinese National Security Bureau, an organization designed to maintain the regime. That is to say, they are in charge of all the movements and manifestations that are against the Chinese Communist Party. Once you're saying opinions against the government, they'll begin to categorize you in their mind. There are 7 organizations for them to put you in. Independent list from Taiwan, Hong Kong, Tibet, Xinjiang, Mongolia, South China Sea, and Christianity. You're definitely receiving money and work for one of the 7 types I've listed. I guess they made this up, or let's say extended the storytelling from the colonization humiliating history textbook. Anyway, you're conspiring to infringe the sovereignty of China, and you're supported by US, UK, or Japan, those old colonizer or invaders behind those 7 organizations. Sounds very ridiculous for you, for me as well, but unfortunately, a lot of primary students and science major high school students, even college students, buy it wholeheartedly. It reminds me of a writer, Peter Hessler, who's the author of River Town. In his latest book, On the River, A Chinese Education, he also recorded how cold-hearted, nonchalant, and quote, patriotic those university students are. He happened to teach in the university that I graduated from. One thing I really want to point out is that he was assigned to teach a group of science students. That's why I guess he has that pessimistic impression on Chinese young people. So my cousin is also one of those science students. She's majored in engineering when she's in the college. She didn't read anything except the textbooks. And most importantly, her whole family worked for the Communist Party. What can you expect from her? You're lucky as a stranger because you can walk away instead of me as a family. You can imagine how awful my life was with her around. I was always silent when she mentioned up those bullshits because I owned her mother when I was poor. So even though I was a kid, when I received those quote help from my aunt, she made it very understandable as an adept bureaucrat that I would need to pay her back. So keeping my mouth shut is one of my ways to pay back. And I have to hint my stupid cousin from time to time that I'm not a Christian, because she was trying to categorize me into one of those seven groups when she asked me, quote, smart question in her perspective. I tried my best to compose myself and keep my fake smile. Good news is that I've paid her back and I feel free to cut off with her whole family right now. My burden is gone and I can make it because I'm really cold blood type on family stuff. However, my case is unusual. Most of the Chinese cannot walk out of their family control in their whole life. This is a practical situation. Chinese communist family usually lives a better life as they enjoy systematic privileges. In a Chinese family hierarchy, they're usually on the top. In most cases, they wouldn't be at the bottom, you see? So they would have a dominance in the family discourse and take it for granted to patronize the rest of the family member. 99% of Chinese mainland family has this issue. For your knowledge, there are nearly 100 million registered Communist Party members in China, and 20% of China's labor force belongs to the state-owned enterprise. If a mainlander tells you he has no single connection with Chinese Communist Party, that's already a very suspicious statement.